The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now it's time for the Tech Takeover. And as always, News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with us now. Jess, what's in this week's Too Late?
Too Long Didn't Read.
Too Long Didn't Read, sorry.
Look, everyone struggles with this. Hard. I think this is a segment.
It's actually too long to read.
Do you know what? This is something that came out of my brain and I'm forcing everyone to get on board with it. But anyway, the Too Long Didn't Read this week is a press conference that happened at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So Samsung hosted its Unpacked event and unveiled their new foldable phones, as well as some very exciting new wearables. Now, I'm looking at your wrists. You're not a wearable person.
I'm not a wearable. I bought two. I just don't like what
Why?
They look, because they don't look nice.
Okay.
I'm very shallow.
I have good news for you.
Good woman.
I have good news for you. Samsung, alongside two new phones, a new watch, new headphones, they've unveiled their first wearable ring.
Oh, that does sound
it's
interesting.
It's much more discreet.
It's not like one of those big signet rings or something, is it? Is it
You're
huge?
Such a judgy cow. It's lovely. It's kind of like, you know, the mood rings that you'd wear when you were a kid that would turn your fingers green.
Oh, you loved a good mood ring, yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like that, but it won't turn your hand green. But it's packed with sensors. So there are sensors in it now that will track your sleep, your heart rate, your steps that you're taking. So if you're like Mandy and you don't want a big satellite dish on your wrist tracking every movement you make, but you do want the health insights, this wearable ring, it's coming to Ireland later in the year. It'll be just over €400 in terms of price. But
That's a bit more expensive, isn't it, than these big watches that you have
some
on.
Of the watches, you can now get them. Like there's the Fitbit Charge 6, which is one of the best ones because it has an ECG built in. That's around €160. But they do go up in price to around €700-800.
Really, yeah.
But I'm excited about the ring because there are times when, like I wear an Apple Watch all of the time.
Mm.
But there's times where if you're going out, it's not suitable to wear or it looks a bit gank. So I like the option of having the ring.
The other thing I don't like about the watches is that connection to the phone that I know you're going to say you can switch it off, but like that it's always beeping with your emails and your phone and like you never switch off. Do you find that?
You see, I loved that because it made me feel like I was in the West Wing and it was like my pager.
See, I've been in the West Wing.
So
I don't need it for
my watch. You see, I'm used to being the only one with Notions in the studio. I forgot you have more Notions than me.
I do.
But I was told by one of my dear friends that it's incredibly rude when I look at my phone or at my watch every 6 seconds for my WhatsApp notifications. So I've turned them all off.
Oh, right, okay.
So the only notifications that I get on my watch now are my fitness things. So it'll tell me to get up off my tush and walk around and get some steps in or to stand for a few minutes. I keep those fitness prompts because I do feel better for listening to it and for getting the benefits from it. But in terms of notifications, I have all of that gone. Now, if you do want that, or if you want the traditional fitness tracker, there is the Samsung Watch 7 as part of this lineup alongside the Fold 6 and the Flip 6.
And this is what they launched today.
These are the two phones that they launched today. So would you fancy spending €2,409 on a phone?
No.
Okay. So the Z Fold 6 1 terabyte storage is not for you. But I do actually think the Fold phone is something that would be up your street. You're constantly on the go. You live and die by your emails. You've got a lot of stuff coming in. This is a phone that folds out.
Mm.
So it's the size of a standard phone when you look at it, but then you can spread it out and it's almost 8 inches and it gives you that beautiful big screen to be very productive with. It also has a lovely little stylus.
Mm.
So if you're someone who likes taking notes on the go, also if you have to sign contracts or if you want to do presentations with it, these are productivity powerhouses.
And if you want to watch something.
Well, yes. And, yeah. And the only thing I would say, and I don't know if this is a me issue rather than an everybody issue, but I find the aspect ratio on the foldable phones weird.
Really?
You're kind of left with that black letterbox thing, which I'm not into. But I have to say, we obviously don't have the phones in yet. Hopefully they'll be landing on my desk in the next few days and we will have full reviews for them. But overall, it is a very exciting day for Android fans who want the premium offering from Samsung.
Very good. And I can't wait until... When did you say the ring?
The ring will be out later. So it's launching in certain parts of the world very soon, but then it's coming to Ireland later in the year. They couldn't give us an exact date at the moment. But as soon as we have that information, we will share it. Because I do think, like I'd love to hear... If you're someone who has the Aura ring, which is one of the sleep tracker rings, how do you find it?
Mm.
I do love the notion of being able to wear something that's discreet but will still give me all the health insights that I want.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they're going to look like those Elvis rings from his comeback concert in Vegas. Anyway, what about your tech tip? What's the tech tip for this week?
Yeah, now I know people give out to me, so just hold your fire. Okay. But Amazon Prime Day, it's taking place next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, well, is this like an offer day online? Yeah, it's like Black Friday or something?
Exactly.
But they do just for Amazon?
Just for Amazon. So they do these flash deals where for 2 days, certain products will be available at a very, very good discount. They also do the flash discounts. So if you go on and for an hour or maybe 2 hours, certain products again will be on massive discount. The reason I'm saying it is if you are someone who has young kids and you're looking to bulk buy your nappies or your cloth nappies or your muslin cloths or anything like that, if you know that you need to buy things in bulk, Prime Day is a good option. I'm not saying that we don't shop local and we don't support Irish businesses, but I know myself and my friends, we're watching every penny at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I think if you can get yourself a bargain, absolutely go for it.
Yeah, no, the cost of living crisis is still there. So, yeah. Why do you say people give out to you? They just don't like people promoting Amazon, is it?
Yeah, and I can understand it. Like particularly in like the world of books, for example, it's put huge pressure on booksellers. So I would always make a point of going down and buying local. But again, when I'm sitting down at the end of the month and I'm looking where my money goes, you have to be savvy about these things. And I do think for those things where you can bulk buy them, it is absolutely worth doing. But just make sure you research before you buy.
And in that day, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, technology, everything, is it all the products?
Yeah, it'll be like if you're someone who wants, you know, any of the Alexas, maybe you want a Ring doorbell, there is good value to be had. But what I would say, and I say this around Christmas time as well, and I can't believe I just mentioned Christmas in July. But
well done.
I know. But don't buy a tech device because there's a discount.
Right.
Buy the tech device because you need it. And make sure that if you buy, the device that you buy is fit for purpose, is going to do what you want it to do. That means if there's a device and there's 50% off and it has all these bells and whistles, that's no good to you if you don't need all the bells and whistles. Do you know what I mean? So
yes.
Just don't be bamboozled. Do your research before Prime Day. Have a list of things. And if it's on sale, sensational. If not, just walk away.
Be a mindful shopper online. Yeah, very good. Okay, what about the tech recommendation for this week?
Well, in keeping with your money
spending
and trying to keep track of it, a lot of us are using Revolut. Are you a Revolut user?
I am.
Do you ever go into the lifestyle
section?
You're
speaking to me like I'm a 90-year-old. Of course I'm using
Revolut. I don't know.
Do you wear a watch, a device?
I was chatting to Ivan last week. Do you know what I mean?
Ivan's about 50 years older than me.
Okay. On Revolut, if you open the Revolut app and if you click in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see this little hub and it's called Lifestyle. I don't know if you've ever delved into it.
No, I haven't, no.
When you go in there, you will see a whole host of different offers. And if you click on the shop tab, you will be brought to a portal that has excellent discounts. So if, for example, you're someone like me who buys makeup from Sculpted by Amy, a brilliant Irish brand, you can get 15% off.
Wow.
By clicking on the link. So essentially, you have all these little logos for the different shops. If I click on that and I hit copy and paste, then I'll be redirected to the Sculpted by Amy website and I'll get 15% off. This applies to Refurbed, to HelloFresh, to Under Armour, to NordVPN, to Amazon, to Disney, to Lifestyle. There's a whole host of discounts to be had within your Revolut app.
My God, I definitely... And there's Irish brands on that as well?
There's a whole host... Like, it's everything and anything, any brand that you would interact with or want to buy from, whether it is, you know, Converse, as I said, Lifestyle Sports, there's the More Notions ones of Dolce & Gabbana, there's Puma. This is great for if you're starting to do the back to school shop and you're looking at runners and shoes and bits and pieces like that for the kids, go into the Revolut Lifestyle Hub, click through. It's essentially an affiliated link whereby you get the discount. You can also build up your loyalty customer points as well. So what I do now when I'm shopping online, I either go in via my Revolut or I'm an Aer Lingus Air Club member. I'll always make sure.
I heard you about the points. You're obsessed with these points.
But it's such a simple thing. It's completely free for you to avail of, but you get actual rewards. So I just think for the extra 2 seconds and the 2 steps it'll take you to avail of it, make sure you do it.
Jess, they're absolutely brilliant recommendations. As always, you're a kaleidoscope of information. That is Jess Kelly, the News Talk technology correspondent. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4:00. on News Talk.